Hi, it's Alyssa Sequoia here. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me. I've named this the Let It Flow Show. I'll be sharing stories, experiences, thoughts, and ideas, and just whatever flows through in the moment. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy. And now it's time for the Let It Flow Show. I am so grateful. I'm alive and feeling good. Is there a bigger blessing? Yes, because my life is so rich, chock full of blessings. It's like a delicious meal with, you hit all the notes with the flavor. You got all the notes in it, right? And it's just, man, patience, breath. I came through a huge flare. I don't know if any of you have been to my website. I have a blog there that I'm active with. I put posts up now and again. So if you're interested, my website is alyssasequoia.com. I wrote about this flare that I went through. I'm at the tail end of it. It was so intense, and it was just faith, grit, time, one breath at a time kind of life, you know, just getting through every moment, one breath at a time. So that's where I was at. That's where I've been at for like a few months. However, I do keep a log. I do keep a journal. And when I look back over the amount of things that I've done during that time, I'm so amazed at my soul, at my spirit, just showing up like, hey, I'm here and I'm gonna like thrive despite it all. I am here. I have the opportunity to do this, this, and this, to write new music. A fucking brand new song came out of me. And it's so amazing how it happened, because literally I've been so in touch with my soul, with my spirit, because, you know, when things happen to the body, the house that our, that houses our soul, that houses our spirit, you know, and our spirit's living and existing within it and trying to help, trying to fix, trying to still enjoy expressing itself, you know, despite what the body's experiencing. There's just this whole crazy dynamic thing going on, right? And I talk to my spirit and I say, I hear you, I love you. You know, the body's going through this, but thank you for showing up. Thank you for getting me through this, you know, showing up for me creatively. So this song, this new song I just wrote is my spirit. It's literally the most like tangible, like connection that I've had with spirit, like all my music and all my comedy. It's all spirit coming through, but this was just such a call and response type of thing. So I got that. I've been drawing, sketching. I've been in touch with my people on new music. I've been working on a mix of a song that I pulled out of the vault I recorded way back when, and dusting it off, polishing it up, and I'm super excited to share it. It's called And I, and this new song is called I Am. And like I said, it's like my spirit coming through, saying hello, explaining all spirit, what spirit is, what does spirit look like in the tangible physical world. This is spirit coming through me, expressing itself, identifying itself. So you know where it's at. You know when you see it. It's everywhere. Everything is spirit. I'm so excited about this song. I'm just getting comfortable with it. I'm getting comfortable with the lyrics in my mouth, with the flow. So this is what I'm working on right now. And it's so funny because I have a song called And I. So this new one is I am dot, dot, dot. And I have a song And I dot, dot, dot. It's the one I was telling you about that I've been in the studio dusting off, polishing it up. And I've been doing it for like a few months, working on it, mixing it, getting all the levels just right with every instrument, with the harmonies, with everything. And it's just so funny because over the past couple months, there's a kind of a dirty, crunchy beat in my song. And for whatever reason, there's like some very obvious clicks happening. And I've been working on getting those clicks out of the song. And that's been like a major focus for me to like clean up all the clicks. So then here comes Beyoncé with her new amazing country song, Texas Hold'em. And it's filled with clicks, intentionally placed clicks, exactly the ones that I've been working on getting rid of on my song for months. It's like she went through my garbage can and pulled out all these clicks and used them. I said, man, that is too funny. What have I been doing? Look at this. She got like the exact clicks. It's too funny. So lately I've been getting up between 1:30 in the morning and 3:30 in the morning. And a lot of times, you know, my soul, my spirit is just like voicing itself in my head so loudly, so strongly. And for any of you that have been listening to my podcast, know I have a local park that I walk in. That's my temple. That's my sanctuary. And I love going there. And the unfortunate thing is that a lot of TV shows and films are filmed there. And when they rent the park, you know, they show up with like tons and tons of trailers and people everywhere with walkie-talkies, and they're using all their equipment in the forest and lighting it up. And, you know, it's tough because this place is so sacred to me and this is all spirit, like I said. And, you know, it's alive and it's delicate and it's fragile, especially after like all this weather, right? And like animals live there and that's their home and there's everything, just frogs and toads and snakes and salamanders and fox and deer and bear and insects and trees and plants. And, you know, they're really in a fragile state. And these film crews for these dumb TV shows that come in and film these negative, violent scenes in this place that I hold so sacred. And I'm not alone. I know other people who love that park, hold it sacred. It's their place to find peace, to release, to breathe, you know. And here they come, these TV show people, these filmmakers, and film these crime scenes and, God, just violence, and just don't have an understanding of the sacredness of it all. And I hear it in my head, like my soul and spirit screaming about it. And I don't know what to do, you know? And in those moments, I just have to put my hand on my heart and breathe and send love to my soul and spirit and say, I feel you. I hear you. And just absorb it all into my hand and just acknowledge my own self, my own spirit, my own awareness, my own frustration. Just acknowledge it. Just be with it. Allow for it. What can I do but just give it love? And let it know that I'm hearing it. I'm feeling it. Just show up. Just show up for myself. And you know, you all can just show up for yourself. A lot of times it's like, what can I do? I have to do something. What can I do? I have to do something. You know what you have to do? You have to take care of you. You have to take care of you. It's an art. It's a practice. Start. Take a breath. Start. It's never too late. Then we can take care of each other. Right? Yo. Super grateful that you're listening. Thank you for checking out my podcast. Peace be with you always. That's a wrap for the Let It Flow show. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Alyssa Sequoia, and until next time, take care. For more information about where to find me, go to alyssa360.com. That's alyssa360.com. Much love and peace.